Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the show tonight, breaking news coming in. The Siddaramaiah government in Karnataka has put on hold the quota in their job bill. This was after industry in Karnataka, in fact, across the country, was in shock, including big business houses. This is after earlier the Karnataka government had cleared a bill to reserve 70% of non-management and 50% of management-level jobs in private sector firms for Kannadigas. The chief minister said on Twitter that the government should give an opportunity to Kannadigas, an opportunity to lead a comfortable life in the motherland and avoid being deprived of jobs in the land of Kannada. That was earlier in the day. At the moment, this stands paused. We don't know if it's been cancelled as yet, the reservation in jobs for Kannadigas in Karnataka, but it is on hold for the moment. We presume it will not go ahead, certainly not in the way or shape that we thought. Has parochialism pipped professionalism in terms of what the suggestions or the ideas were, or at the end of the day, has big business really decided the fate of this stillborn bill? Next up on the show, continuing with our focus on the heroes of Kargil. 25 years after the war, they were meant to be the happiest days of his life. Anuj Nair was engaged, set to be married. Then the order came. He deployed to Kargil for the fight of his life, a fight for India. He never returned. For his bravery in capturing post after Pakistani post, Captain Anuj Nair will remain an Indian hero, honored with the Mahavir Chakra. He was just 23. And finally, meet the Indian Air Force's top guns over Kargil. Meet five incredible aviators, amazing fighter pilots, including the first man to drop a laser-guided bomb on Tiger Hill, with rare footage of some of the biggest bombing missions during the war. But first, let's just bring you the big breaking news story at this stage. I'm now joined by Samrudh Hegde of the Congress Party, by Vijay Prasad of the BJP, K. Ganesh, he's a serial entrepreneur, and Venu Kondur, CEO and co-founder of Lob, a digital logistics company. Thank you both very much for being with us. Mr. Hegde, to you first, can you confirm that the state government has put this bill, this proposed bill on reservation in the for jobs on hold?
So, firstly, Vishnu, I'll have to say that this present issue of domicile and local language reservation is a long-standing issue. And it has been addressed by many states.
No, but have you put it on hold?
No, it's a draft bill. It's a draft bill.
No, but the breaking news we now have is that it has been put on hold. Can you confirm that?
No, I'm sorry. I don't have information whether it's been put on hold. According to me, it still stands. It still stands as per the draft.
No, the chief minister has put this on hold. I would urge you to get on the phone, check this information. I will come back to you. It's being flashed across channels. It's being done by your state government in Karnataka. Let me go across to Vijay Prasad, the BJP spokesperson. Assuming that this has been put on hold and that's the news that we now have, is it a step, a measure that you welcome at this stage?
See, Vishnu, when you are bringing this kind of a very important bill that is will have long-bearing impact on the people of Karnataka, you should be very careful while drafting this bill and bringing this bill. See, in the last 1.5 years, 8 to 10 companies have exited out of Karnataka. And Siddaramaiah has the distinction of ejecting Kia Motors to Andhra Pradesh. At this point of time, when these are the history behind CM Siddaramaiah, and bringing this kind of bill, which will have a long-bearing impact on the people of Karnataka, and suddenly it has become U-turn government. And looks like the Congress government is treating Karnataka people as a guinea pig. And why do you want to take these kind of chances when you are if you take the government, there are so many ill-conceived policies, and nothing is working for this. And at the same time, the entire administration, Siddaramaiah's administration, is involved in corruptions and various scams. And in the last 2 days, Vishnu, the amount of backlash it is getting inside the assembly and the council, it is mind-boggling. And I will tell you, the government is on the back foot at this point of time because of the corruption and scam that is involved today. at this point of time, do you think, really think the government has really taken this bill for granted and it looks like they are not serious? U-turn. This is not expected from a government which has got majority, 136 seats. And is this the kind of administration you give for the people of Karnataka? This is not, this is uncalled for, Vishnu. And the people of Karnataka, they are really fed up with this government. And what not, what not. And our neighboring states, Tamil Nadu and Andhra, they are waving each other.
Okay, let me just get further reactions over here, Mr. Prasad. Let me go across to Mr. K. Ganesh. Mr. Ganesh, as we understand it, at this stage, this is on hold. Do you welcome this? Was there a real concern that industry in Karnataka, big companies, would move out if this reservation went ahead, where Karnatakas were favored for jobs, people from across the country didn't have a chance?
Yeah, just to balance the perspective, Vishnu, I mean, this has been increasing the local employment, providing more job opportunities for Karnatakas, potentially reducing unemployment among locals. All of this has been long-standing demand that has been there. But the way this news came about and the proposed bill really is shocking and pains me. I have lived nearly half my life, 26 years in Bangalore, built most of the businesses except the first one in Bangalore, and identify with Bangalore. Very proudly, when we go international, we talk about Bangalore as the brand. And so much successive governments, different parties have been doing to build Bangalore as the brand. Now, this is very retrograde step, even though the need to provide regional economic growth, skill development, all of this fine, but I think the ideas are extremely ill-conceived. The way to solve for it is skill the people, train the people more, create opportunities for people. This, I mean, to use the Euro 2024, we just concluded, to use the football term, this is a complete self-goal.
I also believe
you
that
end up
legally
pushing
there
people outside, total number of jobs will reduce. You may have 100, it's better to have 10% of 10 lakh jobs.
Just one second, let me go back to Samrood. Before I do that, can we just play out that tweet from Chief Minister, from Mr. Siddaramaiah? Let's see what he said. Let's just have that tweet out once again. That's coming up in just a few moments. The bill approved by the cabinet to provide reservation for Karnatakas in private, change the page, please. Organizations, industries and enterprises has been temporarily put on hold. This will be revisited and decided in the coming days. Samrood, let me just come back to you. Is this perhaps a recognition that legally this is untenable? Because if you look at what was proposed as a job quota in Haryana, the job quota bill in Haryana was passed in 2021, but then the Punjab and Haryana High Court quashed this in 2023. It was deemed that this quota in private firms was unconstitutional and would result in employee discrimination on the basis of place of birth. So on what basis was this being pushed through at all? There's a High Court order already.
Vishnu, I think it is legally tenable to provide jobs based on language, local languages. And it has been done even in Maharashtra. And it is in compliance with the constitution. And we have taken it up legally and we have taken legal opinions with the same. But Vishnu, you have to understand the overall perspective of why such a bill was brought. It is to protect the interest of the people of Karnataka who faced grave injustice in employment in their own state. And this was just a draft bill which was brought in, which the cabinet has to go through, it has to pass through assembly, only then it will become an act. So it's a very premature stage to come out and say that this
but
bill...
But why have something like this at all? Vinu, let me go across to Vinu. Kondur, go ahead, Mr. Kondur, yes.
Yeah, Vishnu, see, the issue with this government is the cabinet has already decided on the bill. And now they are coming and saying it is a draft bill because they are hearing, they are getting the backlash from the opposition BJP and as well as the industries. And tell me, see, now they are telling it is a draft bill. Tell me, in the coming days, the government is planning. The government is planning for a global investors meet. When they are planning for the global investors meet, do you think it is the right time for the government to bring in this bill?
Samrood,
of course. See,
I understand
support,
what you're saying, but
BJP
let me just go back.
Kannada, Karnataka, right. Kannadigas,
Okay,
we
well, half
support
a
that.
second, Samrood.
Absolutely.
Now, the problem is, let's look at what NASSCOM has said. Right, NASSCOM says the tech sector contributes 25% to the state GDP. It may force companies to relocate. It will hamper growth, impact jobs. The global brand of Bengaluru will take a hit. How will it not take a hit if 50% of management-level jobs in private firms are reserved for Karnatakas and 70% for non-management? I mean, Karnataka is an international state. Bangalore is the most international city perhaps in India.
Vishnu, can I get a minute's time?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Comments being made by NASSCOM are premature because the draft hasn't yet come out. They've just not even seen the contents of the draft. We don't know what is the definition of a local candidate. There is no definition of the timeline. There is no definition. They've not seen what comes under the exemption, what industries are present. They have not seen on the punishments. So without seeing the draft bill, to come to such decisions and make such statements is premature. But
Let me speak, Venu, half a second. I'll come to you in a second.
We are, concerned about certain things in terms of how this could be implemented, because the startups world, is looking forward for Bangalore to really grow. We look forward for a lot of investments, from private sectors and venture capitalists, right? And the talent is the most important thing when we have to attract and grow our startups. And startups are the one which is creating employment across the country, right? So we cannot neglect it. And the talent comes with the skill, and it doesn't come with the way it has been structured today, right? We strongly believe that, yes, employment is very important, but at the same time, industry also should be looked at very seriously, because skill is very, very important. And we cannot afford to have, people looking at us from the global spectrum, and we continue to have these kind of conversations, right? So it puts us down.
It does. Vijay Prasad, do you believe that, this is now a matter which has been resolved, that it's been held back, it was at the draft level, let bygones be bygones. The center also had problems with it, which you expressed, even though a member of the NDA actually said that it should go ahead. Be that as it may, do you believe that this story is over? We can go back to normal life in industry in Karnataka?
Vishnu, as far as BJP...
Sir, I'm not asking you. Yeah. I'm asking Vijay Prasad. If he can come in, I'll come to you if I have time.
Vishnu, as far as the BJP is concerned, we are always in favor for the Kannada, Kannadikas, Kannada Asmite, and for this one. Okay? We never go back under. And BJP is the torchbearer, and we are always at the forefront. And as far as to maintain that, we always support that. But as a political party, the bill has not been tabled. We don't know the content of the bill. What is there in the bill? And what is there in the bill? And it should come for the discussion in the assembly. Let them place before the assembly, and we will go for the deliberations, discussions, back and forth. All these things will happen. But at this point of time, it appears that Congress is really premature in taking the decision and bringing it in open and advertising and tweeting about all these things. The Congress could have avoided
this. Okay, one second. Mr. Ganesh, if this were to have gone through, what do you believe the immediate impact would have been?
No, the immediate impact would have been on brand Bangalore. We have global companies coming to India, they will not come into India. I mean, to say that we are not hiring local people is completely incorrect. There is huge shortage of talent. There has been no discrimination against Kannadigas. I mean, my companies have hired over 1 lakh people in the last 10 years or so here. And we are struggling as a startup to meet, to solve various problems. Least of it is to discriminate against one community or one gender or the other. So, for example, local reservation, and we'll appoint a government officer in every company is one of the things proposed. I mean, it's proposed. Draconian. And retrograde step, why would you even think? Can you imagine every private company with more than 100 people will have a government officer sitting? Now, I'm doing a startup. I'm raising money. I'm struggling to handle the infrastructure problems of Bangalore. I don't want to talk about it in this particular forum. I'm trying to create my own electricity, my own transport, my own food because the infrastructure sucks. Let the government focus on ensuring great infrastructure, more global companies coming so the total number of jobs can increase.
No.
Then the percentage will become immaterial. Right now, this step will lead to reduction in jobs, reduction in companies. People move,
absolutely.
Will move to Hosur. I mean, it's just right outside Bangalore to Hyderabad. We are trying to build brand Bangalore and you're trying to kill it. I mean, this is completely bad.
All right. Well, look, one way or the other.
I need at least 1 minute. Please.
No, no, one second. I'm wrapping this up because I need to move on to other things as well.
I just need a minute's time, Vishnu. I think you've given everyone else a chance. I just need a minute's time.
30 seconds. Go ahead. And yes, go ahead.
Firstly, I take great offense to any such insinuations that we are not skilled, we are not meritorious by any means. We have created an environment, successive governments have created an environment where there are 25,000 startups, 52 unicorns, where the Silicon Valley. We are the fourth largest tech hub in the world. And this has not come through 1 or 2 days.
Before reservation.
Mr. Ganesh, hold on.
Please, I just require 10 more seconds.
One sec. Samrud, the floor is yours. Yes, go ahead.
I just need 10 more seconds. So basically, this entire thing is speculative. Nobody has seen the draft. Without seeing the draft, how can we make such comments?
All right. Well, it's been put on hold
blood,
right
sweat,
now.
Land of the Karnatakas are being hit.
Which was going to go through.
And then they're being cast aside.
Okay, look, I'm going to wrap this up now because we've got a lot of special programming. The news, as far as industry is concerned, is good. The quota for employment for reservations and jobs in Karnataka isn't going to go through quite in the same way, shape or form. Will it go through at all at this stage? It's been pulled back. But is it cancelled or scrapped? We'll have to wait and see.